Sinead, are you gone?
Ray Darcy, hello from North County Dublin. How are you this afternoon?
Good. Whereabouts in North County Dublin are you, or where are you heading to?
Well, I'm heading to Rogerstown Park in Lusk, and the reason I'm heading out here is this area is renowned for its bird life and nature, and there's an artist by the name of Gareth Phelan, and he's been working on a project called the Hyde Project for nearly 20 years now. But the latest component or installment of this project brings me to North County Dublin. So there's a place called the Hyde Sculpture out here that he's created. And basically, it's a pathway that leads to an observation point for viewing birds and for viewing wildlife. And it looks out over the Rogerstown estuary. So I'm going to meet Gareth, and he's going to bring me as far as the Hyde Sculpture so I can see for myself what it's like in there. I'm told that the path is about 600 metres, and then when you reach the actual Hyde, it's all dark within until he opens four portals and you get a fabulous view of the Rogerstown estuary and all the wildlife and birds in the area. So that's one reason why I'm out here.
Right.
The second reason is, I tell you, Gareth, he's a busy man, because he is responsible for 94.3 Hyde FM, and that's a 24-hour radio station that celebrates the birds and the nature in North County Dublin. And the station is on air at the moment and has been from the 24th of March and will be for 28 days, broadcasting 7 days a week. Now, what can you hear on that radio station, do you think, from my introduction, Ray?
Well, I listened to it, so you describe it.
Well, you can hear birds. You can hear the birds that were here in this area in North County Dublin 15 years ago, because that's when the recordings were made. So they're played out, but then the artist, Gareth, speaks over the birds and informs us about the different species that are common to this area. Mm. So every day they dedicate the station to a particular bird.
I love it.
So you'll hear about that bird all day long.
Yeah.
See, I tell you, he's a very interesting character. I can't wait to meet him and to actually see what he sees from the Hyde and hear why he decided to go about setting up Hyde FM.
Well, it's the most interesting radio station I've ever listened to.
Oh, what about
the concept
P45 for Ray.
The concept of it is the most interesting concept for a radio station I've ever encountered. It's unusual. Maybe, you know, interesting is probably the wrong word. Anyway, we'll talk to Gareth. And the Hyde and everything out there in Rogerstown's estuary has been his life's work, really, hasn't it?
That's it, really. He's been a part of this project for about 20 years. And it, as I said, I've only mentioned two of the components there.
Yeah.
He also has a series of prints called The Hyde Suite. There's a website as well, thehydeproject.com,
yeah,
and many other parts to this lifelong piece of work.
And I was on the website. They've invited people like Cormac Begley and Liam O'Malley and other musicians into the Hyde, and they've done mini performances there, and they video them, and they're up on the website as well for people to watch and listen to. So on the way out, you had your microphone in hand and you said, I'm not going to waste this microphone. So what did you decide to do?
No way, Jose. I wanted to find out what sound it is in nature that is your favourite, the listener, the person on the street. And I went as far as I was in and around Dublin, and I met Shona first and asked her the question.
Probably the ocean or like the waves. It's like calming. It sounds like summer and like being on the beach all day.
See what I did there. Go on.
Beach all day. Very nice. Danae was next.
I think my favorite sound is when the wind is really strong and it starts moving the trees and you can hear the leaves falling and all that. Like when you're walking, that's my favorite sound, yeah. It reminds me of home. Like I grew up in a farm, so it just reminds me of home. It brings me like serenity. Like certain smells just bring me back to my childhood and sounds. I think senses are really important when you try to remember things.
And where's Danae from, Sinead?
Danae is from Chile.
Ah, right.
Yes. She has a nice accent, doesn't she? But what she said there, sounds bring back memories. That's so true. Listen to Emma as well.
I love the sound of like birds like rustling around the trees, so like just hearing them chirping and everything.
What does it remind you of?
Reminds me of like kids playing, like hearing the sounds of them playing out in the streets, stuff like that.
Can you identify the birds?
Not really. I know a crow and a seagull maybe, but that's about it.
That was Emma.
Yeah. I think I'd know a crow and a seagull as well, but I don't think I'd know the call of other birds. Definitely not. Oh, I don't know the call of those birds I can hear in the background there anyway. Next up, Devereaux.
I really like when it's like heavy wind, but when you're indoors, it's better because it makes you feel like mad cozy and all. Do you get me? It's just comforting, like I'm indoors, but like the noise is still there. Do you know what I mean?
What's your favourite pastime when it's windy outside? Is it like watch a nice movie?
Yeah, kick back, get like a nice hot cup of coffee, watch a movie, get in comfy clothes, just relax. Do you know what I mean?
There you go. He has a sort of Devereaux, doesn't he?
Oh, sounds so cosy, doesn't it? When you're all nice and warm and wrapped up inside. Marcus is next.
Probably be a waterfall. Why? Because I'm not sure why, it just sounds nice, you know. I could fall asleep to it. Dogs barking, actually, that's a nice one because, you know, it's just relaxing to me, personally. Some people find it annoying.
Do you have a dog yourself?
Nah, I have a cat though. I have a cat.
You're not a fan of that noise?
No, I'm not.
Sorry to Marcus and everybody else, we couldn't get an audio clip of a dog barking beside a waterfall for him.
You never know, somebody might be listening down in Power Squirt and send an audio piece on. Be good to have.
Wouldn't that be brilliant?
Save it to the database.
Have a show of collecting audio. I'd love to do that someday. We must do that. That's a great idea. Thanks for that. Now, who was next?
Rory.
I like the sounds of the birds chirping in the morning. When you're ready to college, if you have to get up at like 9 a.m. or something, like, it spurs you on to get to college. Have a nice aesthetic coffee in the morning and all. So.
Some of the alarms that they have on phones almost sound like birds. Yeah. Would you be a fan of that?
I personally just have the default alarm on my phone. Plus, I feel like the birds are kind of peaceful. It would put me back to sleep if I was to hear them.
What's your favourite bird?
I like pigeons because they're overhated and underrated. I think people think they're dirty, but they're actually quite like chill.
They do get a hard time though.
They do. I think justice for pigeons, I think, is the message here. I think we need to like support them more and like look after them better.
The campaign starts today.
It does start today, yeah. I am going to be the captain of the campaign.
Rory, the captain of the pigeon campaign. He's a way of words, over-hated and underrated. Will you tell me this now? What's an aesthetic coffee?
An aesthetic coffee, is it like having the coffee in your hand? It might be one of those cold coffees with lots of ice and milk on top and sometimes flavours through it so that it's coloured. But I suppose it's about the idea of having a coffee in your hand and what that represents. Maybe
okay.
It would be my understanding of it. You're busy, busy, busy. Oh, sure, I can't start the day without my coffee. It's
an aesthetic. Right. Well, look, if anybody
that's
knows.
That's my understanding.
Well. If anybody has any more light to shed on an aesthetic coffee, please do. 51551. Sarwat was next.
A lot of favourite sounds, but I would say, you know, the chirping of birds, the flowing of water. I would even say sometimes even when you are peaceful and when you are sitting, you can even hear the breeze. Oh, my God.
Do we give ourselves time enough to pause?
I had not done it. I am doing it now and I am loving it. The benefit is that, you know, that you feel yourself, you relax.
Yeah.
We have to do more of it.
Yeah. Listen, stop and listen. Take the old headphones out off and have a listen to what's going on around you.
Because I'm a divil when I go for a walk. I have to have my headphones and connected to Spotify or iTunes or something. And so you're not aware of your surroundings when you're listening to something else.
I came across
bicycles.
This new phenomenon. So it's up there with aesthetic coffee. It's called raw dog. It's raw dog. It's where you go for a run or a walk without headphones. Wow, that's wild. Huh? That's a thing.
I'm going to give it a go.
They've given it a name.
Dog.
They've given it a name.
That's just going for a run, no?
Yes. I raw dogged it. Oh, yeah. Well done, you.
Oh.
Okay. Right, come on.
Next up, Mohammed Yaqub.
The sounds of seawater. A long time ago, when I was a kid, I read some novels and the beach was mentioned. So that reminds me of those novels. I enjoy the nature and when we listen to or hear these natural music or natural sounds, it gave us comfort.
Thanks, Mohammed.
Nicely put. Ben is next.
Probably the rain, like when you're inside, it's just nice. Like, it's calming when you're inside, but when you're outside, it's just a mess. But,
yeah. Some people listen to it to fall asleep, the sound of rainfall. Is it relaxing in that way?
Kind of, yeah. Like, it kind of puts your mind off things. If you wake up in the morning and it's raining and you're able to sleep in, that's a great feeling.
Yeah. That's nice.
That is a great feeling when you know that you don't have to be anywhere by a certain time and it's raining outside and you're nice and cozy inside. It reminds me of a spa as well, of course, those sounds that you hear when you're getting a massage.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Rainforest.
Yeah. Yeah, massages. That's another day's story. Okay, finally.
Finally, Tommy.
One time I was in Donegal and it was night time and I could hear a wheel cran away in the distance, and to me that was the most beautiful sound I ever heard.
Can you remember what it sounded like? Can you do an impression?
I couldn't even make an attempt of it, to be honest with you. I couldn't. It was just lovely hearing that high pitch and then a click sound and a high pitch and a click sound. I don't even know what kind of wheel it was. From it coming out from sea, coming towards me, it had to be a wheel because there's nothing else makes that sound. There's lots of sounds when you're in the countryside in Donegal. You'll hear the sheep bleating, you'll hear the cows mooing, you'll even hear the odd horse. Not as many horses though. But Donegal's a beautiful, one of the most beautiful counties to be in, and lots of nature of all kinds is there.
There you go. Tommy from Belfast and also a member of the Donegal Tourist Board.
Donegal a boo and Tommy a boo.
Okay, I'm envious now. You're out in nature there, lovely sounds, and you're going to meet Gareth and he's going to introduce you to his Hyde and Hyde FM, and we'll do that in about a half an hour. No, not less than a half an hour, about 15 minutes. Talk to you then, Sinead.
Thanks a mil,
Slán. Good morning, Slán. Slán.
The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1. Text 51551. The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Now we go back to Sinead Neulachán, who's out near Lusk in North County Dublin. Hello, Sinead.
Hello, Ray, from the Hyde. Yes, I made my way to the sculpture. I was met at the gate by Gareth Phelan, who is the artist who is responsible for the Hyde project. We walked together 600 metres or so down a pathway, and we are now within the Hyde. There are four portals here, and we're looking out onto Rogerstown Estuary, and it is gorgeous. And Gareth has been filling me in on some of the birds that we can see. Not so many today, but there are gulls and curlews and a few others that I can't remember, but I'm sure he'll inform us because he's by my side.
Hello, Gareth.
Hiya, Ray. How's it going? Yeah. Thanks for featuring us today. Yeah. Much appreciated.
Lovely
Sinead pitched it better than I can ever do.
Go on out of that. I was saying to Sinead earlier on that this is your life's work. Is that overstating it?
Well, it's one of the big, big projects that I've done and committed myself to. I come with this one. That's the difference between this one and the other ones, is that I actually am signed into this one for the rest of my life till I pop me clogs.
And although it looks from the outside like a hide, it is different in construction.
It's a sculpture, right? So I applied sculptural techniques to. So it's like a hyper-realistic wooden shed.
Right.
Yeah, it's like a hyper-realistic wooden shed, and myself and a bunch of fellas from HML up in Donegal and Buncrana, and myself and these lads figured out a way how to make the exterior really look like it's a wooden shed, and that was over a period of about 2 years doing that. And then when we broke ground, it took about 4 months to do. It's a single pour concrete sculpture,
right?
And then, but it's functional, so my whole deal is art and function, and it's the fact that I'm making a sculpture, but it can be used. But the sculpture includes the pathway, the birds, the trees, the smells, the sounds of the birds, everything. It's all in, and including myself. And I would consider what I'm doing as performance work.
You're part of the installation.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it's a 100-year sculpture, Ray. Sorry to interrupt you. First man for talking over people.
No, go for
it. It's 100 years. So we've made it to be in perpetuity within Fingal County Council as a celebration of the local community and their relationship with nature, and we've made it to last more 100 years and more.
Right, concrete to look like wood. What's your relationship with nature, and when did it start?
That's a big one for me. My mum, Alice Derham Phelan, she has this beautiful kind of relationship with nature, which is a very grounded one, not academic, and she just loves nature. And we was looking out the back garden with the mammy, talking about the birds, and she was always working on vegetables with the next door neighbour, Mrs. Hurley, and stuff like that. So I used to love that, and then we'd go for walks down in the Botanic Gardens. And she's North County Dublin Skerries girl, so she's 99. And a big shout out to the mammy. And she grew up in Skerries, and she'd be very much a Fingalian, and so would my dad be. And they imparted that real passion for nature to me. It's not like an academic one, like I say. It's a, just a very grounded one. I just love it. I don't know everything about nature, and I don't feel I have to. But I just love it. And for me, the big one is birds.
Okay. And Hyde FM is running from March 24th into April. A different bird featured every day. So what's your bird today? Bird of the day today?
It's a little grebe today.
Little grebe.
We've done, we started out with teal. Then we went to red shank. Yesterday was lapwing, one of my favourites. And today is little grebe or dab chick. Tiny little fluffy thing. And in my local park, Bushy Park, you know, you'd see them quite regularly, and out here would be infrequently, but they're here, and you'd need your scope to be viewing them, and they'll be very tidal. They're tidal birds. So all the birds out here are wading birds.
Because you're on an estuary.
A lot of birds out here.
Yeah.
They've long legs and long beaks.
Right. So it's a wetland, is it? Is it known as a wetland? Or?
Absolutely, yeah. Okay. And Fingal County Council, the biodiversity people in Fingal County Council did an extraordinary job out here to, you know, preserve and protect that.
I believe they're the first county council to get a licence for a radio station.
Well, the Fingal Arts Department, big check box here. None of this is possible without the people and the team in Fingal Arts,
right,
who have stood by me for 20 years. Caroline Cowley's the public art coordinator, and it's me and her kind of who have realised this. And it was a mammoth task, and it's doing really well. And we work with the different departments in Fingal County Council, and we also work with the people here attached to Rogerstown Park. Big shout out to them, who are very much part of it and keep an eye on it. And it's a percent for art project. Percent for art for artists is hugely important, right? And, so that percent for art, that ring fence money can't be used anywhere else or for anything else.
Has to be for art. Yeah.
Initiative has to be for art. And Fingal County Council use all the different developments that are created. A percentage of that money goes into their department, and they sign up many different artists, usually having a Fingal connection. And then, you know, the projects are created. But they're a very innovative arts department, hugely innovative.
I was just saying,
and artist led, right?
Yeah, I was just saying that you've had Liam O'Manley and Cormac Begley and other great traditional Irish musicians in the Hyde performing.
Louise McCahy.
Yeah. And just so the recording of the Little Grebe that you're playing out today was done a number of years ago, and you sort of, it's like a little a reconstruction of sorts. So you play that audio, and then, correct me if I'm wrong now, then you have audio of yourself as if you're sketching the little grebe, describing it and describing its movements.
So pal of mine who grew up and went to school with Fergus Kelly's sound artist, brilliant, and we sent him out before we'd even made this. We sent him out ahead of us about 15 years ago, and he did 28 field recordings over 28 days. And then I spent last year with a good pal of mine, Jim Fleming, who's a brilliant sound engineer, and Sean Walsh in Millbrook Studios. And I basically went into the studio for 3 months and pretended to look at the birds that I was looking at. So what you're listening to is an imagined
I love you. I love
environment
you,
and an imagined
I love
landscape.
You, Garrett. And it'll stop you in your tracks. It's unfortunately, it's only available on FM in the Dublin area, 94.3.
Yeah.
But you can go online.
Right.
Yes, the Hyde FM is there, and it runs into April.
Hydeproject.com.
Hydeproject.com, and the Little Grebe is featured. Who's your bird of the day tomorrow, Garrett?
Oh my God, Ray, yeah. I think you've pulled you've nailed me.
I've got you.
I don't know. Oh no, hang on. Golden plover.
Right.
Golden plover, right. Okay. And the bird, all those birds that you're hearing in the background, they're like teal, and the thing that goes a really kind of strange one, that's widgeon.
Right.
I love listening to that bird. It's a cracker.
Are they related to pigeons, the widgeons? No.
Just by wing only. Right. But and the way they, you know, they do that kind of mad head movement. Yeah. But like boot boys. I always think pigeons look like boot boys. Yeah, you know, the way they walk around with their heads going, all right, bud, you know. But no, it's fabulous. But I do, one of the big things, you know, is the fact that I didn't want to make something that was doom and gloom. I mean, there is an environmental situation going on now. The birds. Life out in this estuary is definitely decreased. But what I'm really interested in, I was talking to Shane earlier, is how we need to make the kids not be frightened of nature. We need to own nature on a more common
celebrate
level.
Celebrate it, yes, celebrate it.
And not be
it.
Academic. Exactly, yeah. Yeah. And then protect it. From celebrating it, protect it.
Garrett, I'm going to pay you a visit over the summer, but for the moment, thank you very much. Garrett Phelan out there in Rogerstown Estuary in North County Dublin. And Sinead and Hooligan, thank you very much as well.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.